Out of nowhere, Hank Card, Austin Lounge Lizards. Hi, Hank.
Hey, Gene, how are you?
Doing good, man. I was trying to explain the music. And as I've told the listeners before, if they listen more than one show, they've heard something from Austin Lounge Lizards. That just happens in my three-hour program. I always find room for it. And in that first little half hour of music, I did play Do Not Go to Tennessee, which, you know, is that typical heartbreaking story of a young kid who goes to Tennessee and has instant success.
That's right. He struggles for, you know, sometimes hours or even weeks. And then he has instant success, and that's the other end of that.
Yeah, you know, normally you go there.
And never thought about his struggles.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you know, it's got to happen every once in a while. But I've been playing from since, I guess, a week or so ago. I've been playing from home and deranged, which you know, and I don't take this personally, but there's a mannequin with human hands and a banjo on the back. So not as much banjo in this one, and I do play banjo for fun, but I still love the album.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that. Well, you know, our banjo player, Tom Pittman, retired.
Well, see, Hank, I think I need to be an honorary lizard at some point.
We should.
And you know, but if I were to become an honorary lizard, I don't know how we would ever get together. But yeah, his playing, and he also played. Did he play dobro also?
Yeah. Dobro and pedal steel on the earlier album.
When we were coming on the air, I was trying to describe just the music without relation to the words so much, and like you said, some of your other stuff has banjos, and some of it has a bluegrassy feel, in my opinion, and some of it's like a western swing kind of, because you're out west.
Yeah.
But what to the listeners that don't know and haven't been a fan of Austin Lounge Lizards as I have, which I think has been literally from the beginning, tell them a little bit about how it got started and what the heck they are.
Well, Gunnar plays lead guitar and I play rhythm, and we knew each other from college, and we moved through to Austin in the late 70s, and ran into Tom Pittman, who was our banjo player, and who finally couldn't take it anymore and retired. And we just started playing, goofing around, playing for, you know, beer and pictures of beer around town, and finally made an album, and it made its way out to California and got popular, and so we started touring, and we still are, at least most of us are. It's sort of a humorous, folk, bluegrass, swing, country, that kind of thing.
Yeah,
they're all funny, at least we try to be.
Well, and it's not always like bang over the head funny. You have to listen actually get the essence of what's being discussed, because it's not always like, you know, knock-knock jokes. It's very witty, and to me, the words are just, they just slay me the more you listen to them.
Well, thanks. You know, like, Do Go to Tennessee is not like a laugh-a-minute kind of song, but I think it's kind of funny.
It makes the point. I mean, you know, I also play Flat Nose, the Tree Climbing Dog, and I usually put that in with a couple of dog songs. You know, there's always sad songs about dogs and bluegrass, and
that's right.
You know,
you can't go wrong with that.
No, you can't. Rocky Byways, because, you know, that's and now you got a new song on the new one about Would You Like to what's the very last tune? Would You Like to Form My?
Would You Like to Start a Band?
Yeah. And that again is that's more reality than the Do Not Go to Tennessee, because it really, but a very uplifting way, it describes some of the miseries of that whole promise of let's form a band and go on the road.
Find some of the misfits and fall into bitter disagreements and break up. Yeah, that's kind of what we're striving for. We haven't quite reached that yet.
There's a line in there about, you know, we'll have lots of YouTube videos, which, you know, you don't get a dime for. Well, let me before we get too far, you mentioned Conrad, and I'm looking at his name. Is it Deisler?
It's Deisler, like Deisler.
All right, Conrad Deisler, Darcy DeVille,
mm-hmm.
and Bruce Jones. That's the current lizard.
Bruce Jones, yes.
Okay, Bruce Jones. Yeah. And you've done, I know in my library here, just for this show on my hard drive, I probably have six CDs that weren't vinyl that I could easily put in. But how many albums of Austin Lounge Lizards, how many you got behind you now?
I think we have 10.
10.
We can only count, but I think we have 10. We started in, first one came out in 1985 with Creatures from the Black Saloon.
That's right.
And it was more of a country-ish album, and then we kind of, subsequent ones are more bluegrassy. We've been, you know, went through all the 80s and 90s and whatever the zeros, I guess. And, kind of, you know, we got some are more bluegrass than others, but they're all kind of that way. And then there was like a 6-year hiatus, and we got some different band members, and then we put this one out this year.
Yeah.
I think 10.
10, that's good. That's close enough. Home and Deranged is the new one. And I'm not a really, really good sleeper. So I listen to late night radio a lot, and Black Helicopter just makes me want to pull over the car and start laughing every time I put it in the seat.
We're trying to get Jones, but he's a local Black Helicopter conspiracy nutcase here in Austin. He's kind of hit the national news, and we're trying to get him to. You put it on a show, but so far he hasn't really.
Well, that's who I think of, and you said Alex Jones. That's who I think of every time I hear it, and.
Good.
Yeah.
That's what you're going for.
Yeah, that's exactly.
So far, he hasn't really expressed a delight in the song. I don't know why not.
Well, he's known. Hank, he's really known for his really expansive and just fun-loving kind of sense of humor.
That's true. He's a fun guy.
He's a very fun guy. Everywhere he goes, hilarity ensues.
There's Alex. Great to see him. Life of the party.
Oh, man. So this album, The Home and Deranged, it's been out how long? Not that long.
Well, not that long. It came out in May.
Okay, all right. So, all right, I had it about then. I've been playing it for a couple of weeks and trying to get to you to... And you went to law school, and we were talking about that off the air.
I did go to law school. In fact, I still have a day job.
You're a lawyer.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. I credit...
You guys radio show and... Got all the bills, huh?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, just a little short. Just a little short of that extra light bill at the end of the
Yeah, month. I know what you mean. That's why I still work too. But it's okay. I like it, all right.
Well, so when did you graduate law school? I know you didn't expect me to ask you this, but I'm curious now.
I didn't. No, it took me a minute. 1982.
82, all right. So I was 79, so heck, I already had 3 years. I was a veteran.
I am old.
I am old. And I credit Alan Mundy with putting me to law school. As I told him, when I heard some of his playing, I thought, that's it, I'm done with this. I got to get a real job. I can't do this kind of stuff.
Can't compete, is that what you're thinking?
No, not at all. Not even close.
And there's that. You hear some of these people, it's like, oh, well, I'm going to just give up.
Get a real job.
Get a real job.
Yeah, as they say. Hey, listen, is there a cutoff of the new one that if we put our heads together, we can safely play? We talked about Black Helicopters.
I think so.
You want to give
none of them are.
They're all safe. I'm kidding.
Radio, I don't think.
No, there's nothing. I'm just kidding. There's nothing that we can't play. But I like to let people that call on maybe pick something they want to play. Then I'll play something. So.
That's a good question. Let me have it for a minute. I would say, maybe this doesn't appeal to you, but I would say like. The intro to Thank You for Touching Me There, and then the song itself.
All right. I'm okay with this. Now, what exactly is this? Just give us a little setup here, as they say in the show business. What's the story behind Thank You?
Well, so, Conrad and I heard a song, I think it's kind of a song called Thank You for Touching My Life or something like that. It's one of those old ones. And so we kind of riffed on that and wrote a country duet that Darcy and I sing. Called Thank You for Touching Me There, and then we added the intro later, but that's kind of the tail wagging the dog. The intro has become more of a signature for the song, so it's a dedication, a very brief dedication, and it's
and that's how I got it. Pretty much explains it all. You don't need to go into more detail because she does a good job of explaining exactly what the song is about, and I think again, you're really going for Alex Jones, aren't you, because he would probably go for this too.
That seems kind of sad, really.
It is. Well, you should have dedicated this album to him. I think at least that and Black Helicopters is something he may talk about. But all right, let's do that. Let's do the intro to Thank You, and then we'll play Thank You for Touching Me There, and then it's pretty easy to figure out what it's about. So hold on, folks. Let me switch over.
All right,
Hank Card. We were talking during the break. I have Hank Card on the. On the phone from Austin Lounge Lizards, and that was a song clearly about the loving and affection that everybody has for the TSA program now in effect in the airports.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah. And then was this based on anyone's particular experience, or?
What?
Was this based on anyone's particular experience, or just collective
consciousness? No, no one's been patted down or strip searched or anything. We will be, I don't know, but no, it's just reading the paper and stuff.
Well, let me ask you this. Is that how, where do you get, and, you know, we'll play some more tunes, and as I tell people, if they listen to this show, they're always hear something from Austin Lounge Lizards, but here's something that I notice about the music, is we've talked a little bit about what kind of music and where that kind of, but the words fit. I'm real conscious of timing and syllables and rhymes and things that fit effortlessly. And so when you come up with an idea, you have to get all these things. Who's the poet, or how many poets? What's the lyrics are just perfectly timed and perfectly phrased to me.
Oh, that's nice to say. They're really Conrad and me. We do most of the writing. Some songs we steal them. Bruce, you know, Darcy and Bruce both have songs on the album, but that one was Conrad and me, and I guess we write most of them. And sometimes it's just a phrase. More often it's like like on that one, it's a style of music and then like a hook phrase.
Yeah.
And then we just kind of go from there.
Yeah.
And work with it, you know.
And I will remind people that Hank mentioned this a while ago and off the air too. If he has to cough and whatnot, he's getting over a cold, so every once in a while you may hear those sounds. But he's trying to talk as loud as he can. I don't want any injuries to occur, because you're a lawyer and you could sue me, I guess. Although I would say assumption of risk, so there you go.
Fair enough. I definitely called you voluntarily. So.
Okay, all right, there. Thank you for
Sorry,
that.
My voice is too raspy for the listeners. It usually sounds a little more mellifluous than this. But
well,
it's,
normally I ask guests to sing, but I'm not going to do that today.
Who makes them sing?
I almost every one of them will sing live, but I'm kidding. Nobody sings.
Oh, no, I don't think I can pull that one off.
No.
Today. I mean, I'm sorry.
Nobody, I'm kidding. Nobody does that. Nobody does that. So that was, that was, do what?
But Tony Kershke didn't sing live. Nothing.
Actually, he did. Actually, he did sing on the recording. Tony
did.
He did. Yes, he did. And he was surprised that he did. It was one of those Jedi mind tricks. He didn't know he was doing it until he looked at me and said, wait a minute. I can't believe I just sung on your show.
Cool. Good powers.
I don't know what they are. I don't know. We listen to the intro to thank you, which you guys don't do a lot of intros. You must have felt the need to set that one up or something.
It was a political debate, and some people thought the joke was funny enough we needed to have it on there.
Yeah.
And some people thought, well, it's going to be dated, and 5-6 years from now, I don't know what the heck we're talking about. Let's leave it off there. And finally, just decided to make it a separate track so people... You know, the community work, I guess, but people could listen to it if they wanted to. But so far, it's the decision to put it on was a good one, so people relate to it. But, you know, we've had topical jokes on our songs before. I can't really think of them right now, but that later on, it's like, well, I don't know what that was about, but I guess it was funny at the time.
You know? At the time, it made us chuckle, so we recorded that one.
Yeah. So you had an old song called Wendell the Uncola Man, which was, you know, about the whole filling up campaign back in the 80s or 90s, whatever that was.
And yeah.
We still need a song, but it doesn't really make any sense anymore.
Not anymore. I almost always play, and I may play this once a week, I don't know, because there's so many bluegrass songs that are state-related, and somehow I always find something about somebody traveling through Texas, and one of my favorite songs, and maybe it's one of yours too, is that stupid Texas song.
Oh, great. Yeah, I like that song.
I mean, I probably play it. I bet you I play it once a week, and it usually has something to do with Texas. And that, you know, it has that whole feel of that Lone Star sound, and you even got the hand clapping in there, and it's just a great song about Texas, and it's a very uplifting song about Texas. I don't think anyone would ever take it differently than that.
Well, occasionally in Texas they do, but people in other states really like it.
I like it. I like it because it's funny, and I figured, you know, they'll take it with a grain of salt, or they won't. And even though that's not on...
Most people don't care. Either.
Nah, they don't care. It's supposed to be funny. That's not on Home and Deranged, but I wouldn't mind while you're clearing your throat and getting everything cleared up, if we could just... They've heard it before on the show, I guarantee you, but if you have a second, I'd like to play a stupid Texas song, because they've heard it.
Oh, no, it's fun.
They may not remember. They may not even know who it was when it was playing, but it was Austin Lounge. I guarantee you, folks, if you listen to this show... You hear Austin Lounge Lizards at least once a week somewhere, whether you know you are or not. It's sort of there.
Whether you like it or not.
That's right. You can't hang anything about it except not tune in. That's okay, too. I wouldn't know. I'm going to play, to the listeners out there, I'm going to play Stupid Texas Song, Austin Lounge Lizards. Great. You've heard this one before, Hank. Rest your throat for a second. We'll be right back.
I will.
All right. That was by request from me. That was Stupid Texas Song, and... talking to Hank Card on the phone from Austin Lounge Lizards. And just in case you're tuning in by accident and you've Googled across something, you don't understand what you're listening to. This is Steve Martin's Unreal Bluegrass on Worldwide Bluegrass. And Hank, I wanted to play that one. We had a nice discussion about Texas, and
we did.
And it's all positive. Everything's thumbs up, and
that's right.
We recognize that song is not meant to be offensive to anyone in the state of Texas. So don't.
No.
Absolutely
not.
I was just
explaining how our governor vetoed a bill by mistake yesterday.
Tell me what that was about.
What
did he, you told me off the air, but what did he do?
Well, some senator had passed two different education bills, and he got them mixed, or his staff got them mixed up, and he vetoed the wrong one. I couldn't hear the difference, but apparently it kind of irritated some people.
Well, that happens. It
does.
He's a busy guy, and so he vetoed, he'll veto the other one now, and it'll all be even.
That's right. He'll veto all the rest of the bills.
Veto all of them, and it all works out in the end.
That's right.
And that was from that song was not from Home and Deranged, and that's the new one that I've been playing a lot from. I'll tell you another song that they all tickle me, but the ones I keep when I turn off the CD player and the ones keep running through my head, and we'll talk about maybe playing this one in a little bit. Enough about me. I thought of I, Me, Mine from the Beatles, and who put the words together for Enough About Me? Tell them about that a little bit.
Enough About Me is, again, this comrade and me, I guess it was my idea. It's just reading, you read all these biographies of, like newspaper biographies of songwriters and their struggles and their past, their difficult childhood lives and how they have to sing out and go through, and then they're like 40, 50 years old and they're still singing about that. And it's just like, oh my God, So it was kind of that sort of thing, that the confessional songwriter just can't get past it.
Well, it's kind of like that old line that, if you're out with someone, you say, well, enough of, I'm tired of talking about myself, why don't you talk about me for a while?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, that's a joke, yeah, exactly. we would kind of put that joke to music and made it big.
But you sell it, man. It's so serious, and it's the singer in that song is just like, really, please help me not talk about myself. And could somebody else say enough about me? Or could anybody? So I just it's perfect. It's just perfect.
Thank you. Yeah, you never know if I'm listening to me right now, but that is me singing.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I could do some sort of voice. So you just can't tell at the moment.
Did you, before the Austin Lounge Lizards, you were playing music, obviously doing something, and when the band just didn't spring out of the dirt, I mean, you have some training, or just did you just teach yourself music, or how did you get into that?
I just taught myself. I mean, kind of have been musically trained, and he played in high school, and, I guess middle school and everything, and we met at Princeton, which is where we went to college, and we became friends, and I just started singing along, because I could perform it fairly instinctively, and I'm a pretty good singer, and then at some point we had a country band, Jerry Jeff, Willie Nelson kind of country band in college, and some friends of ours. And then moved off and he was in a country band for a while, and together we were in an Irish band, of all things.
Really?
Yeah. And then we just started goofing around with our original stuff and humorous stuff, and that's how we got started with this.
Well, you both must have been of a same kind of a mindset to start working these lyrics up, and then the other guy didn't leave the room.
Yeah.
I mean, you must have gotten along pretty well. And
we've been friends a long time, and we both tend not to take things very seriously. And we can make, witticisms and stuff, so that's how we got started with this.
Yeah. And we were talking off the air before I put you on the air, I think we were one of the things that I still admire after all these years about the Austin Lounge Lizards. That, ladies and gentlemen, the Austin Lounge Lizards have never totally forsaken Hawaiian shirts.
We have never, and that is the case.
I mean,
in fact, we were advised to a few years ago before this album came out. We're kind of at a slump, and we were trying to do something to our image, and we were advised to get to the Hawaiian shirts and kind of go to the black pants, black shirt.
No.
Sort of thing. And we said, no, we can't do that. We were going to sink or swim with the Hawaiian shirt thing.
I think at this point, Hank, you got to ride it out, man. You can't abandon it.
I think we do. That is our Hawaiian shirts on. That's our motto. No, not literally, but you know.
No, I know, but yeah, I know what you mean. But so yeah, because every time I look at one of the albums, it's like maybe not everybody all the time, but there's always like a wink. It's kind of like you're pulling your earlobe to like Carol Burnett to her mother. You're letting everybody know we still got the Hawaiian shirt vibe going on.
That's true. You know, Mannequin on the back of it has a.
That's right.
He's representing Tom Pittman. He's not in the band anymore, but it looks nothing like him, I might add, but still.
Well, let me ask you this, because I'm a big fan of liner notes, and I read all these little things, and I look at everything. Of course, that's not hard to see the picture on the back, but whose arms are they? Those aren't Mannequin arms. Those aren't Mannequin hands.
No, they're not.
Did you know they were real hands, first of all?
It must be my right arm fingering the banjo.
Oh, okay.
And the left arm, gosh.
Do we have a stray arm in there?
It's got to be Conrad. I don't know who else could be.
Now, wait a minute. Hold on.
I don't know. Maybe we can just put a stray arm in there. Okay. Because that might be the Mannequin.
Hank, unless you have three arms, because you...
I do not.
Good. See, I wouldn't have known that. And unless you had three arms, both of your arms in this picture, unless this is Photoshopped, oh God, and I don't even want to get into that. But you are fretting your guitar, and I see your right hand through between Bruce and the left hand of.
Right.
Yeah.
And, I don't know. I can't remember.
But
maybe the photographer's assistant, crafting back there. But I don't know.
All right. So yeah. So now you have a.
Maybe it's Photoshopped.
You know. Could be Photoshop, and yeah, and then Conrad's too far away, and he would have to literally break his left wrist to be able to make that reach across.
Kind of weird, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But I noticed that these are real hands, and then you have a mannequin in there, which is the mannequin has no name, I assume.
Not that I'm aware of. We didn't ask.
Yeah.
We probably should have.
Well,
as I say,
you know, if banjo players aren't always, you know, you don't always need to replace one, and I mentioned off the air, I kind of look at this Homan Deranged as, you know, Tony Rice did an album years ago called Manzanita where he had no banjo. And I'm kind of thinking maybe this is the Austin Lounge Lizard response, very calculated response to Manzanita, maybe.
It could be that. Could be construed as that.
If you really stretch it out, it could be.
That's right.
Doesn't have to be, but that's just the way my brain works sometimes.
I like it.
Yeah. So it looks like I'm looking around here at other tunes we might want to play and give you a rest. You know, we've talked about enough about me. Let's let them hear what Hank Card really can really belt them out. That's almost
well,
like
thank you. I appreciate that. I'll make me feel a little better.
Yeah, let's do enough about me, because this folks is Hank. You know, if you went to an operetta somewhere. And Hank came out in the spotlight. This would be Hank and his vocal height, his zenith, maybe. let's play enough. Yeah, let's play enough about me, and then you can rest your voice, and then we'll come back and chat, and then see where we go from there. But so this is Austin Lounge Lizards. Enough About Me, and this is from the new one, Homan Deranged. And Hank's just going to rest for a second. We'll be right back on Steve Martin's Unreal Bluegrass on Worldwide Bluegrass. All right, that was fun. There, everybody got to hear Hank. You got to show him what your real vocal skills are on that.
That's what I sound like in normal conversation.
That's right. And then if he weren't sick, he would be sounding like that just now.
I would. I'd be very operatic. If that's the right word.
Oh boy. Well, you are.
Maybe that's what word I'm looking for, but something. Yeah.
Well, I appreciate so much that you. I know that you're under the weather and getting over a cold and everything, and. I don't like to keep people past a comfort level, but the new album is Homan Deranged, and what label is that on? I can't read the fine.
It's Blue Corn Music. They're out of Houston. They put our last three out there. What else do they do? I can't remember everybody right now. Ruthie Foster, if you know who she is.
Okay.
She's a blues singer, really good.
Yeah.
And they have another bunch of artists I can't think right now, but... But yeah, they're out of Houston, and they put out this one and the previous two.
Well, what do you know about your upcoming schedule? I know you have a website, which is just austinloungelizards.com with a www in front of it, and that has a lot of your up-to-date. But where do you know of off the top of your head? Where are you guys going here soon?
Well, we just got back from California, and we're taking a lot of the summer off, but we are playing tomorrow, actually, at a benefit in Austin. For a friend of ours, and then we're doing the Cactus Cafe in Austin at the end of July, And then we're going to take an August off, and we're, I don't know the exact venues right now because it's not all firmed up, but in September we're going back on the road. We're going to be playing in Connecticut, the New England area. Yeah. And we have some working in Colorado and New Mexico. And we've got at least one nibble up in Michigan, and it's called Three Oaks. And we're hoping to parlay that into maybe Ann Arbor, and you know, maybe we can come make it down to Ohio, Kentucky, and that part of the Midwest.
Man, if you got to go to Connecticut, you kind of go past me a little bit unless you go around the world and come at it. So at some point you're coming across some area that I'm familiar with.
Well, that's true, but we usually fly to a place like that. We're Canada.
We have airports here, Hank.
We do.
Yeah. Yes, we do. And we make everybody come in, go through the TSA. By the way.
Oh no.
Oh yeah.
That's okay. And this has probably been changed, but and I know it's not. I know you're close to Cincinnati, right?
Correct.
But many years ago, we flew into the Columbus Airport.
Yeah.
And they had the sign there at the luggage baggage claim said, "All bags look alike. Please check carefully." And we've forever. I don't know if it still says it or not, but like, wow, all bags look alike. It's, I guess, in some very general way is true. They have
Handles and
handles and stuff.
Yeah, they have different ways.
But that's pretty wild. But no, we'd love to come to the Cincinnati area or anywhere around there. We're not putting anything scheduled right now, but you never know.
Well, maybe I can pass some information on, and if you can hook up a couple places, you get close enough, I guarantee I'll find a way to get to you and see the awesome lounge. That'd be a blast, man. Hey, listen, I'm going to let you go because I know you're still struggling with this cold thing, and you're going to play soon, so I want you to rest as much as you can, get that high.
Right, I think I'll put on a mustard plaster or something like that. I don't know if you make those anymore, but it's
not. I bet you somebody in Texas still makes them.
I'm going to go online and look for mustard.
Yeah, plaster. Exactly right. Hey, Hank, thanks, man, for calling in. And
thank you, Steve. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, well, get well, and if you get nearby, well, anytime you want to come on, just let me know. And if you got a change in plans or something, let me know, and I can let people know where you're going to be. And we'll do great. This again, and maybe I'll catch up to you live somewhere. I love live music. I tell everybody, go see live music when you can. It's the only real way to do
great.
It.
Great. You know, and ask your listeners to we do have a website, AustinLoungeLizards.com, and we're on Facebook and everything, so you can get on there and like us on Facebook, and that way you'll get to know when we're coming and all that stuff, usual stuff, I guess.
Yeah, and I do it, Hank. At some point, I'm a Kentucky Colonel, which is an honorary title, but thank you. I don't know if you have anything like that in Texas or not, but we have actual titles of Kentucky Colonel. But at some point, I gotta find a way to become an honorary lizard. I don't even have to get anything for it, but it's kind of a small dream of mine. So it's kind of like going to Tennessee and hitting it right.
Try to find a way to work that out.
All right. Hey, Hank Carr.
I'm going to the committee, but I think it'll be fine.
Well, yeah, I have a meeting. It's kind of like that meeting where you were discussing at a corporate level whether you want to go forward with Hawaiian shorts or not.
That's right.
Have a corporate meeting and discuss honorary lizards, All right. All right, Hank. Listen, man, thanks a lot. Get better, and we'll follow your music. And thanks so much, man. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Thank you, Steve. Really appreciate it.
See you, man. Bye.
Talk to you later. Bye.
That was Hank. That was fun. Hank was, as soon as he called me, mentioned that he was kind of fighting a cold, and you could tell. And when we were off of the air, that's why I played maybe more songs than I normally would, but off the air, you could tell he was struggling a bit to get his voice back. And the man's a singer and a musician, and so I may have talked more than I should have. But you got to hear Hank Card, Austin Lounge, Lizards. Just wonderful music. There's nothing to compare it to. There's a wit and a wisdom and a satire, but it's good music and it's good singing. It's not when we were off the air at one point, I said, Hank, I don't want anyone to think that this is a joke musical effort. It's not. The songs are very well crafted. The words are very well crafted. The syllables, everything is perfectly timed. And it all makes sense, and once you get into what they're doing, you start laughing before they get to the part, because you know they're going to resolve it all in a brilliant satirical way, and it works every single time. That was my indulgence to have the Austin Lounge Lizards. And Hank Card, I hope you feel better. Man, if you get anywhere near here, we'll find you. We'll track you down, and we'll find you, and make sure that we find the Austin Lounge Lizards. So you were listening to a couple cuts from Home and Deranged. Not Home on the Range, but Home and Deranged. And just a fine group of folks. Hank, I hope you feel better, man. Thanks so much.